Hi, good afternoon. This is Albert on the recorded line. May I please speak to Tanisha?
This is her.
Hi, Tanisha. This is Albert Ramirez. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. And did you already get an attorney to help assist you file a claim?
No.
Okay, ma'am. And just a follow-up question, and then that's it on that, is are you willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, ma'am?
What was that?
We need to confirm that you have not, and then that's it on the question, that you haven't signed any kind of paperwork for an attorney elsewhere.
Okay.
You haven't, yes or no?
No, I haven't.
Okay, thank you. And that's it on that. And have you or loved one used straight hair straightening chemicals or relaxers?
Yes, yes.
And that's within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using a hair relaxer specifically?
Yes, I was.
Endometrial cancer, uterine cancer, or
ovarian
cancer? Okay, ma'am. So sorry to hear that, ma'am. And are you filing this claim on your behalf?
Yes.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer? What cancer?
I was diagnosed, I want to say, January 11th, 2024.
Okay, so just this year, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. And how old are you?
38.
Were you 38 when you got diagnosed?
37.
You're 37? Okay. And what's the name of your diagnosing doctor?
You need the doctor's name?
Yeah. Who diagnosed you? That way when we pull the medical records, we know who to contact.
Dr. Linda Anderson.
Do you know what city she's out of?
Naperville, Illinois.
Okay, thank you. Is she a part of Edward Elmhurst Health?
Edward Hospital.
Okay. Is she at Endeavor Health Medical Group, or is that elsewhere?
That's elsewhere.
Okay, give me a sec. Let me find out, okay? So, do you happen to have the address to her location, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'll go ahead and wait for you while you grab that. Thank you.
801 South Washington Street, Naperville, Illinois, 60540.
Okay, so that's 801 South Washington Street. And what city again? Naperville, Illinois?
Yes.
Okay, one second, please. May I please have the zip code again?
60540.
Thank you very much. How are you feeling today?
Okay.
Doing okay? Good. All right. And the phone number, is it 630-355-0450 for her?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and you are in Illinois, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. Do you and you currently don't, we just confirmed you don't live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you. And did you use hair relaxer or any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Was that?
Did you use the hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay, on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis? So how many
Five
times?
to six times a year.
Okay, 5 to 6. Okay, thank you. Okay, next is what facility were you diagnosed with cancer? Is that where the Dr. Linda Anderson, the address that you gave me earlier?
You
Correct?
asking what?
The facility where you were diagnosed with Dr. Linda, is that the same place?
Yes, the hospital
Okay.
that I gave you.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'm just copying that information down, okay? 1 second. Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your date of birth, please?
7/7/86.
Okay, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any friends, family, or loved ones that also use the hair relaxers?
I don't know.
Okay. What state did you use the hair relaxer? Was it also in Illinois?
Illinois.
Okay. And when did you start using Relaxer? What year? What month of what year, approximately?
November 2004.
Okay. And when did you stop using the hair relaxer, approximately?
January 2024.
Okay. Thank you. How often did or do you use and did you used to apply the products? Weekly, monthly, four times a year?
5 to 6 times a year.
Thank you. And do you happen to recall how many consecutive years did you use the hair relaxer product? Was it the whole time for 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And did you use the treatment at home, a salon, or both?
Both.
Okay, thank you. Okay, if the chemical hair straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase the product from?
Walgreens or the beauty supply.
Thank you. And you want me to just list that one just so you did it at home, or do you remember the, if you did it professionally, do you remember the name of the salon?
No, I need the name of the salon.
If you remember, if not, then the Walgreens is fine and home process is fine. It may not even be in business anymore. A lot of times that happens, so it's okay.
The name of the salon was Get Cute.
Get cute. Okay, thank you. And that was the same city in Naperville or
Yes,
somewhere else?
Illinois.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done, okay, ma'am? And I'm terribly sorry that you're going through stuff right now. I'm going to be done pretty shortly, okay? Thank you. Cute salon. I'm looking for that address right now. That's what I'm doing. You wouldn't happen to know what street it was off of?
It was on 87th and Stony Island.
Okay. Okay. 87th, is that a street? 87th Street?
Yes,
Okay.
87th and Stony Island.
Okay, thank you. Anything we could help the attorneys to be able to get that information, it's much better. So thank you. And I wasn't able to find a phone number for them, so I'll look for that in a second, unless you know it. Okay, so that must be a no. Do you currently use any hair relaxer products?
No.
Okay. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No, I don't.
Okay. And which brand name products did you use to
It's
use?
almost gonna be a year. It's been some years since I even purchased them, so I don't have any
That's fine.
receipts or empty bottles.
That's fine, ma'am. Don't worry about that. Do you happen to remember the name product? Was it Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root
Yes,
Stimulator?
dark and lovely.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Next question is, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
What was the question?
Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product? For at least, after you used it for at least 1 year, did you get the diagnosis at least 2 years later? It sounds like you did, but let me rephrase that again, okay? So you use the product for at least a year. Correct? You'd use it for 20.
Yes.
Okay. So after you used it for 1 year, did you get diagnosed with cancer like 2 years or so after the fact, after you started using it for a year? Seems like it
Yes.
would be a yes. Okay. It needs to come from you. These calls are being recorded. So we just need to understand the question, and I appreciate the response. Have there been periods that hair relaxer was stopped? Had there been periods where you had stopped using it and then went back to it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And next is, what type of treatment did you receive for your diagnosis of cancer? Was it like your typical chemotherapy or was it radiation?
Chemotherapy, immune therapy, complete hysterectomy, surgery.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Immune therapy. Complete hysterectomy. Okay, and do you recall when you were treated, what month, and was it this year, or when was it?
January 2024, 4 to 5 days after my diagnosis.
Okay. Thank you for that. Was Dr. Linda Anderson also your treating doctor? Or
I
was the
also
somebody
had another
else?
doctor, Ronald Potko.
Can you spell the last name, please?
Potkul.
Paco, okay. Do you know this? You know his address?
Same hospital.
Okay. I'm gonna need your help with the phone number because I'm not able to pull something up. I mean, give me a sec. Let me double check. Okay, I do have a 630-355. Never mind. It was your salon. I didn't have a number, but it's okay. We'll get to that later. Okay, so Ronald Poco, Dr. Ronald Poco, same address, 801 South Washington.
Yes.
Okay, next, for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, next is next, I need to confirm I have the spelling of your name correct. I have Tanisha, Tanisha Coleman. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Are you familiar with DocuSign? Have you ever did an electronic signature before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so this should be really easy. These are short documentation. Okay, do you have a middle name?
Levon.
You spell that, please?
Luzon.
Levon, thank you. All right, and next, I need your social, please. Then we'll be done.
347-767-780.
Okay, 347-767-7780. Okay, I have an email address, tlcoleman777@yahoo.com. Phone number 312-885-0745. Is there mobile your best preferred method of contact?
Yes.
Okay. And next is I need your phone number. Oh, I'm sorry, your home address.
329 South Whipple Street, apartment 1, Chicago, Illinois, 60612.
Okay, one second. And that's a apartment. What was the apartment number, ma'am?
One.
One. Thank you. And I have, let me repeat that, 329 South Whipple Street, apartment 1, Chicago, and that is Illinois. 60612, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And next, medical records. Do you have a copy of your medical records for yourself?
My doctor has them.
Okay, so you'd be able to get those. Perfect. And next, if you choose, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we could continue your case for loved ones. Typically, we'll only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. So this helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we've found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Would you like to listen to emergency contact?
Yes.
Do they live with you?
No.
Okay, so who are we listing?
My mother.
Okay, mother, and one second. And what is her name, please?
Darlene Russell.
Darlene Russell, thank you. Is it one or two L's?
Two L's.
Thank you. What's her phone number, please?
872-341-7065.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay. All right, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to send you the information electronically. Give me a sec. We're going to just review that I'm not missing anything. But give me a sec. I'm just reviewing the info before I generate the contract for you to sign. Okay, so here's what we got to do. We did confirm that the potential client, you don't have a representation from an attorney. We also confirm that you were diagnosed with cancer, uterine cancer. You are interested in participating in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You were diagnosed no less than 2 years after using the product for one full year. You used the hair relaxer more than 4 times in 1 year. And you were diagnosed within 2024. Okay. And you used the hair relaxer from 2003 to present. And above and beyond, and you were diagnosed from 2005 and present, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then I have your we have your spelling of your name confirmed, so we should be good. Let me go ahead and generate that and send that over to you now. One second. Shows I have a blank section somewhere, so let me just scroll through this, make sure. Okay, one sec. Does not. I'm getting an error on my submission real quick, so just give me a second. I'm trying to find out what's missing anywhere. The only thing I could see here is what facility were you diagnosed with cancer? You mentioned it was the same place. So let me just put that down there with Dr. Linda Anderson. Thank you. How old were you when you first started using the hair relaxer? Were you like?
I was 17.
Okay, thank you. Oh, maybe also the phone number is not listed for the Get Cute. You wouldn't happen to know that, would you? Get Cute Salon.
I have her personal number.
Okay, that'll work.
773.
Mm-hmm.
417.
Mm-hmm.
7014.
Okay, thank you so much. Also, let's try this. Injured party marital status, single, married, divorced, widowed?
Single.
Okay, thank you. It does not. Okay. I'm going to have to get a manager over here to find out why it's giving me an error message. Have them review the form and then give me a couple of minutes. I'll ring you back, Miss Tanisha, okay? Give me
okay.
A couple minutes. Yeah, I just need to find out why it's giving me an error, and then I'll send it over. I'm pretty sure it's just a quick glitch. All right, call you back. Thank you. Call you